Unit 5, page 50, exercise 3. 1. Giuseppe.
Some of my friends think I'm a bit weird. I can understand why. To an outsider, it must seem a really mundane thing to collect. But for me, each one unlocks a mystery. Someone's home, a car, a drawer in a desk.
2. Ayla.
Famous people can be unpredictable. You never know how they'll react. Sometimes they'll be really nice and ask you your name. This one's my favourite. It's a bit of an alternative signature. I mean, who else signs their name like that?
3. Tony.
I've been buying them since I was about 8 years old, and I've never thrown any away. I like all types, but the more offbeat the story and characters, the better.
4. Yolanda.
I was on holiday in Prague and saw some in an antique shop. I thought they were extraordinary. I started with one and then slowly built up the collection. I think the detail on the faces and clothes is remarkable. Sometimes I'll put on a show with friends, but just for fun.
5. Ahmed.
I know it's a bit ordinary. I inherited my grandpa's collection and I've continued it. There are some exceptional examples from different countries. I think emails are predictable, and they don't come in an envelope.
6. Lucy.
One day I thought the collection looked a bit nondescript, so I bought the case to make it look a bit more out of the ordinary. What do you think?